Today's Leading Women, episode 641, with the wonderful Beatrice Witzkall.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Beatrice Witzkall. Award-winning architect and lighting designer, Beatrice Witzkall is the founder and CEO of Lumify, a design and technology-centric company enabling people and businesses to unlock the full potential of connected lighting through a new lighting control software. With over 20 years of experience in the industry, Beatrice has worked on over 120 worldwide architectural projects alongside some of the world's most renowned architects, including Frank Gehry and Stephen Hall. She holds a Master's of Architecture from the University of Brunswick, Germany, and later completed a graduate program in architecture at the Rhode Island School of Design. To learn more, visit www.lumify.com. Again, that's www.lumify.com. Women of the world, Miss Beatrice Witzkall. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to meet everyone and be part of this.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Beatrice, I really love what you are doing with your business, especially with Lumify. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Of course, sure. Thank you so much. So my mission is basically to change the way we control and experience lighting through smart Internet of Things or IoT-enabled lighting technology. We are right now going through a big revolution within the lighting industry, and I saw a really big opportunity to solve a problem that has been a very frustrating experience and expensive for decades, and I saw this opportunity and wanted to solve it.
Love what you are sharing us with about your business. Love the mission that you have there to change the way lighting is experienced. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
I think my whole life I was a creator, and I'm driven by ideas, and I'm driven by making them a reality. So when I find a problem or something that I can be passionate about, I'm trying to make a vision to become a reality. And I've been living through a frustration for so long, and I see that I can really change and affect people by doing what I'm doing right now. I would like to create an impact and change the way how people interact with each other and how they also interact with a space, and how, and when I found lighting really transforms the way we experience space and how we interact with each other. And so I saw that this is really impactful, and through lighting and through the new technology, we can make lighting dynamic, and it really can influence your well-being, your lifestyle experiences. It can change how you feel within a space, and how you experience an atmosphere. So I found this a really fascinating tool to really create an impact on people.
Absolutely. What a beautiful story you shared there. And that has been a theme here at Today's Leading Women, because more often that idea or that inspiration comes from what we're passionate about, from seeing a problem that we know we were able to solve. And of course, it's really important for our listeners out there to understand that, because that has been really the majority of, or almost all of the experts like Beatrice that we have on the show. Passion is a big ingredient in getting that and having the idea or define the idea that we have, we can get that we can build a business from. So really important to know that one for our listeners out there. Now let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
I think one you already clearly mentioned, and that is passion. If you don't love what you're doing, you will have a hard time to succeed, because building up your own business is hard. There's no question about it. And if you don't love what you're doing, it's really hard to stick it through sometimes. The other one I think is listening, because it's really important to hear feedback from people and to pivot and be able to be flexible about it. If you're just very narrow-minded, follow one path without listening to input and receiving feedback, I think you will also not really succeed. And the other one is discipline or perseverance, because you really, it's hard work. It's not always that it happens easily. So you gotta need to, keep your guts and go through it and be very disciplined sometimes, even when it gets hard.
Oh, that's passion, listening, and discipline and or perseverance. These are great qualities that I'm sure a lot of us share. But the good thing is that we can all cultivate and adopt them in our lives. And yes, I agree with you. Building a business takes time. It takes a lot of self-discipline and perseverance. It takes a lot of your time and effort. You really have to be passionate about it to be able to succeed. So great qualities here that Beatrice just shared with us. So let's adopt them and apply them into our lives and into our business as well. All right, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. As entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges, it takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
I think, one of the key ingredients to build a successful business is always finding the right people. If you don't have the right team together, you cannot do everything by yourself. Even though often you need to and you want to, you cannot do everything by yourself. So having the right people and the right team is really one of the biggest items that drives a business forward, that enables it to scale and to create a wider reach around you. I think the other one is that as an entrepreneur, you have to be the expert almost in everything. And nobody is the expert in everything. So it's like you have to learn and understand every little business angle. You need to understand the product. How do you build it? You need to understand the marketing aspect and also how you test the product and your customer needs. You need to understand the business aspects. You need to understand how do you fundraise. You need to understand the financial models, the financial aspects, P&L, balance sheets, all these kind of different aspects within it. And then, of course, the expert field for me, it's architecture and lighting. So, I've gotten a great education around architecture and lighting, but the business aspects I had to learn, the fundraising I had to learn. So it's really about, understanding all the different angles. And that's a huge learning curve and often a huge challenge, because there are things sometimes out of your comfort zone that you need to just embrace and get it done. And the third biggest challenge is probably there's sometimes really hard moments when you struggle and it's really hard to let go. And you need to have the right people around you who can help you to work through it, who also can relate. And not everybody relates to what it means to build your own business. And it's also not always that you want to bring it into a relationship. It's like, how do you find that supportive network that when you cannot let go of some issues in your work, that is still there for you and takes you as you are? Because if you're building your own business, it's sometimes really hard to let go and you bring it into your personal life because it defines you. So finding that right balance is also a key challenge, and you need to have the right people who relate to it and support you in it.
Huge lessons in those challenges that you shared with us. I'm sure a lot of us can relate to this. Finding the right people, finding the right team, I'm sure for a lot of us, even if we are just solopreneurs, I know we at some point we need those contract people. We need to outsource some, or we need to delegate some of the tasks. And finding the right team, the right people, is always a challenge. Huge learning curve. I mean, wearing many hats, especially for us who are solopreneurs, I know there's a lot of things that we need to learn. We need to wear many hats, especially in the beginning. And there's a huge learning curve, and that is a challenge. But the good thing is that, you know, nowadays we have the resources that we need, both online and offline, that we can learn all the aspects of building a business. But at some point, like what Beatrice just shared with us, I'm learning to let go of some of the tasks, learning to let go of some of the control, find that support system around you, and yeah, outsourcing or delegating, because there's not much that we can do by ourselves. We have to find the team of people. We have to find other experts that can help us catapult our business to success. So let's learn from these challenges and the lessons that Beatrice shared with us, so that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do. All right, let's switch gears for a little bit and talk about work-life balance. You know, being a business owner myself, maintaining a work-life balance is so crucial to overall success in life. Now, the challenge with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create that work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Well, I definitely have to say that is one of the biggest challenges, and I can say I definitely struggle with it. It doesn't always work, and it's often very hard to detach, especially when you're working as a woman in male-dominated areas. You really have to always go the extra mile. You need to dot every I along the way and double check and be on top of it. So it's really hard to create this balance. And I find that men often have it easier to just, you know, put things in their buckets and just move on from one thing to the next. That is something that, I don't know if it's a female trait or a woman trait, you know, it's very hard sometimes to let go because it's always in the back of your mind. You care so much. You know, your business becomes almost like your child sometimes. It's very hard to let go, and I struggle with it. I admire every woman who can make it work. I think the tools that I use to detach and to create a balance is you really need to block times off and stay very disciplined to keep these time blocks in place, because sometimes you're like, I need to finish this, and then, you know, there goes your evening and you're working till like 1 a.m. So it's really about showing disciplines about these blocks of times. And then what works really for me, I'm a competitive sailboat racer. I love going on a boat, be competitive, being part of a team of something bigger. And the moment you're going on a boat, you're being on the water, you really need to live in the moment, because you know, water and the ocean is such a strong element. And when you're doing these activities of raising sails and the sport aspect, you really need to, are forced to live in the moment. And that's where I can let go. Another way for me is I travel a lot, partially for business or not, but, you know, changing the physical locations also helped me to see things from a different light and detach from something that I'm stuck at the moment. And, you know, just by being in a plane in that transient place of like no attachments, no emails, that is also something that really helps me to detach. So everybody has to find their own little formula. And, you know, when you're trying to build a business, it's sometimes just really hard and not always possible, especially as a woman, because it's so much harder for us.
That is so true. But I love those tips that you shared with us, creating time blocks and being disciplined about it. This is so huge. I do this myself too. I learned this from Eben Pagan about the 90-minute blocks of time and then have a break and be disciplined about it. And yes, it's not always easy. But I think for our listeners out there, the main takeaway here is to create a routine for yourself. Apply even one of these tips that Beatrice just shared with us, creating those time blocks so that you can get something focused work done, and also you are not neglecting other areas of your life, like your family, your own your time for yourself. And then I love what you said about doing outside activities, and congratulations for being a competitive boat sailor. Wow, that must, I could totally imagine you doing that. Wow, that is very competitive, and that I'm sure is a great way because when you are there, you really have to be present. You really have to be focused and enjoy what it is that you're doing. So find out an activities that you enjoy doing that would enhance you not just physically, but emotionally and intellectually as well. Traveling. I find traveling too, especially when I'm traveling alone, I have some moments of disc of being unplugged or moments of silence, moments for myself, and that helps to really disconnect at least for a little bit, not just business all the time, but at least we have those downtime. So great tips here that Beatrice just shared with us. Let's try to implement them or incorporate them into our lives to achieve this work-life balance. All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
I think for me, success is really defined by a sense of accomplishment. Like when you have done something meaningful or you have impacted somebody or something and you see that impact, that's really, really moving for me. That makes for me a big difference. I think, you know, success, of course, having money is always nice, but it doesn't really define. I mean, like, of course, when you're struggling and you don't know how to pay your rent, that's a whole different story. But it's really that feeling of accomplishment, making a difference, and achieving something or achieving a milestone that you really worked hard for and it comes to fruition. I think that's something incredible, incredible, satisfying, and amazing. For me, what also means success is to have the freedom. Like, I work hard, but if I want to go and see a friend right now, you know, at 8 a.m. or like let's say at 3 p.m. and I want to go and get a massage or whatever, I want to have that freedom to go what I want to do. If I want to go and see my friends on the beach and work tomorrow from the beach, I want to be able to do that. That flexibility to restructure my day and feel in control of my life or my life and how I structure it is also for me a sense of success. I was for many years working at a job where you went there at 9 o'clock, you left at 9 p.m. and I felt like a slave. And it, you know, the projects were great, but I felt like a slave. And right now I do probably work more, But I don't feel like that. I love what I do. I have the freedom and liberty, and I have the flexibility. And then, you know, what is the milestones or the benchmarks is I worked on a lot of projects and super yachts, big boats, you know. And when you suddenly see something that you worked for 3 years on, you went through all the planning, and then suddenly you see it built and you walk through the space and you see it has become a reality. I think that's such a satisfying feeling. That's just amazing, you know, like something that you dream up and suddenly you can touch it. It's a reality. It's right there in front of you. And that's just the most amazing thing for me.
Absolutely. I love your perspective on success. Success is a sense of accomplishment, having the freedom, having that flexibility. I truly believe that we all share this success that Beatrice just shared with us, especially that freedom and flexibility. I know most of us, I'm sure, are in business to have the freedom, to have the flexibility, to have the choice, the options in life. So absolutely great perspective there. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learn would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
I think you need to be very clear on what you want and make sure you don't lose focus. And that's sometimes really hard. I think the other part is to really build a good support network. Because you're gonna hit roadblocks and you have to overcome them, and you're gonna go to the limits of what you're really often capable of, and you need to have the support to get through that. And then it's really also learn and understand all the different aspects about running a business. Being just the subject matter expert that we often are might not be enough, is probably not enough. And, you know, trying to understand the other parts to really become successful are key.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. So the first one is to be clear on what you want and to stay focused on achieving that. That is such a great advice that I'm sure that has been a theme also here at Lazy Doing, because it starts with knowing what you want, gaining clarity in what it is that you want so that you know how to get there. I mean, it's amazing when I hear people, when I ask people, that most of the people don't know what they really want. So it's really important to gain clarity in what it is that you want so you know how to get there. The second one is to build a good support network. Really important as well. I know this business, most of us probably, or a lot of us probably, are working from home or solopreneurs like that, but we really have, because it can be a lonely world out there, especially if you're just working from home with our in front of our computers. It can be really a lonesome role. So really important to have that support system, not just family support system, business, peers. And nowadays, the good thing nowadays is that we have online and offline resources that we can tap into. We have networks, we have support groups, we have a local groups also, local business resources, I'm sure, in every locality that you can tap into. So really important to reach out to people, that are in the same, like-minded people like you, building a business, and of course, outside your business as well. And the third one is learning all the aspects of your business. I know there's a huge learning curve, especially for our listeners out there who are just starting out or who are thinking of going to business. Know that there is a steep learning curve. But the good news is that we have that resources online and offline that we can learn from. And we can learn from, for example, with Beatrice. I mean, listen to this the episode here. Listen to Beatrice. She is how you know we're learning from her experience, the advice, the tips. Her story really helps us learn how to build a business. So it's a great resource. So let's take action on these tips that Beatrice shared with us, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not the least, Beatrice, I'd love for you to share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
You know, I wouldn't know how to answer that. There's not a specific person in mind, but I think I admire every woman who has managed to build up a business and have a family. I have every woman my hat up to them, because that's really the most amazing, incredible thing. It's so hard, such an accomplishment and achievement. And I want to, you know, I admire every woman and not just one specific. It's not one role model, it's every woman who can balance both a family and building up a business from scratch. I think that's the toughest thing in the world.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I couldn't be so... inspired, appreciative of the women out there who are building businesses and who are rocking it at the same time having a family, because I don't have kids yet, so I don't don't know how it is to build a business while also taking care of a family. So I salute them, not just for being an inspiration to you, but to me as well, and to all of us here at Today's Lean Women. To all of you women out there who are building businesses and rocking it, and at the same time building a family, we salute you. Lastly, Beatrice, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service. Where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Okay, so first of all, the whole smart lighting universe is still in its infancy, but the possibilities are amazing, far more reaching than we can imagine, because it's going to affect not only our emotions, our lifestyle, but also our well-being and health. And what smart lighting is that right now with the Internet of Things, you can put a Wi-Fi chip in any kind of light fixture. You just need to buy a bulb, a piece of hardware, you exchange to an energy LED Wi-Fi enabled bulb, and then you can control the lighting from your smartphone, and you can create light scenes. And then, because now lighting becomes software based and not just a bulb anymore, we can start to put intelligence in there. We can create lighting depending on your mood, depending what your activity is at the moment. It can change automatically to your needs. And then there's a whole lighting know-how behind it, that lighting in different situations influences how you behave within a space, but it also has real biological impact on you, on your sleep patterns, on your circadian rhythms, on how awake or alert or tired you get at certain times of the day. And I think with intelligent lighting or smart lighting controls, we will get to that point that it really enhances your well-being, your lifestyle. And that's something that's really amazing. How you would go about that is you can go to our website, lumify.com. You can order these Wi-Fi-enabled bulbs. They are from many different manufacturers. That's not what Lumify is about. We work with different established lighting manufacturers. But we create that software, that intelligence around the hardware, and we really care about how you interact with lighting and what lighting means and how it affects you in a space. And that's what our software is about, that you can download onto your smartphone.
I am excited about this technology, because we also have a smart system, smart lighting system in our house. But I mean, the technology nowadays and what you are telling us, I mean, Wi-Fi enabled bulbs, what a technology, technology I want is, because what we have, I mean, back 5, 10 years ago, you know, Lighting, I mean, smart lighting has been so expensive and so many things involved. But I mean, with what you're sharing with us now, I mean, this Wi-Fi enabled bulbs makes it a whole lot easier to create those lighting scenes. And yes, I agree with you. It really affects your emotions, your moods, and overall your well-being. I mean, being able to control that scenes, that lighting in the house, it's so important. It really affects your moods and your emotions. So I really encourage you, our listeners, to go check them out and order this Wi-Fi enabled bulbs. They also have instructions on how to do that on their website, www.lumifi.com, L-U-M-I-F-I. And for our listeners out there who are international, because we have a lot of international listeners, how can they purchase this or how can they order them?
Well, we have, we work with different bulb manufacturers. So depending on different countries, they're basically worldwide being distributed by different manufacturers, not every manufacturer. And the software you can still, you know, download from anywhere, from the iTunes or Google Play Store. So no restriction at this point. The bulb universe, the hardware is ever expanding. So if it's not yet in your country, then just wait a little bit. This technology will happen. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. All right. So, for example, if I buy this Wi-Fi enabled bulbs, I can put them in any lighting fixtures that we already have. So, for example, I have a lamp on my desk. I can just change that bulb there, or how does it work?
Yeah, basically, you buy the Wi-Fi enabled bulb. There are different technologies out there, but you basically just need to exchange your existing bulb with this energy efficient LED bulb. Mm-hmm. You know, unscrew it, screw the new one in. With some of the technology, you need to also add, that comes in a starter pack, a little Wi-Fi router that you connect to your Wi-Fi, to your wireless internet. Mm-hmm. And then you're basically going through one quick setup process, and then you can control the lighting from your phone. And we have already pre-configured the lighting scene, so you can just choose, oh, I want to relax, I want to focus, I need to work, I want to energize, oh my God, maybe a little bit of romance mood, or, you know, so you just need to choose then at the end which light scene you want, which atmosphere you want to create. And depending on what lighting you have in your space, we'll translate it for you in the most impactful way, as, you know, it is given with what you have.
Wow, you've just given me lots of ideas on how I can use this once in a house, because I have many places now that I can really use this new bulbs and create those scenes. And the fact that you're able to control them via your phone, your smartphone, that is brilliant. So for our listeners out there, I'd love for you to go there now at www.lumify.com, explore this Wi-Fi enabled bulbs, and try it out for yourself, and you will see how it can help you achieve those different lighting scenes in your house that can affect your moods, your emotions, and you will feel good about it, because you can control it through your phone. You don't have to go in every switch, because you can control it on your phone. So really innovative technology here that Beatrice and her company is providing us. So go there now at www.lumify.com, LUMIFI.com, www.lumify.com.
And maybe can I quick interrupt as a little funny anecdote? Your man will love it too, especially, they came back to me, not only do they love that they can change the lighting now sitting from the couch and they don't need to get up anymore, but a lot of men came back to me and were asking for a sexy time mood.
Oh, I love it. I mean, there's endless possibilities there. And the fact that you don't have, that doesn't involve any more cables or installing cables or, I mean, wires or whatever. The fact that you're just changing the bulbs and being able to create those fantastic scenes. Oh, absolutely. So www.lumify.com. Beatrice, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.